living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So my next guest is going to tell us that if we don't want to feel old any longer, we need to start by eating for our cells and our tissues. In his book, Never Feel Old Again, scientist Raymond Francis offers a simple roadmap to anyone who wants to slow and even reverse the aging process, which, come on, I think is most people, right? And I also know that he's into just, you know, doing well right now as well. Sometimes it's not always about living longer. Sometimes it's about living better right now. So, Raymond, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Good to be here.
Well, thanks for coming. So I like your analogy between a human body and a car. Can you go through that a little bit?
Right. Well, you know, you can go to a car show and see a 100-year-old car that looks and functions like new. You can go out onto the street, see a 10-year-old car that's ready for the junkyard. What's the difference? The difference is in how they've been maintained. You've maintained the 100-year-old car very well, and so it still operates just fine. The human body is no different. If you abuse it, if you don't keep it in good repair, it will fail. If you do keep it in good repair, it will last well over 100 years, working just fine. So the responsibility is with the individual in doing the daily repairs that we need to do to keep our bodies in good shape. So aging is really what I call repair deficits. Repairs, daily repairs that are not being done daily as they should. And so you wake up in the morning with a little repair deficit, and then tomorrow another little repair deficit, and the next day and the next day. And finally, you're in a nursing home with somebody wheeling you around in a wheelchair because you've fallen apart. Doesn't have to be that way.
Right. You know, you bring up a really good point, Raymond, and I want to make sure everybody gets this. So there is some studies out there recently about multivitamins not working and stuff like that. And they give these multivitamins to these subjects in these studies. And what we learn about these subjects, Raymond, in these studies, is they're not maintaining their car or their body, right? The analogy there. So you're giving these multivitamins to people who aren't maintaining, they're developing these deficits, and you give them a low-quality multivitamin, it doesn't do anything for them, and then the headline is, multivitamins don't work, stop wasting your money. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
so I think,
you know,
that's, I think that's an important point to remember, right?
I think there's some biasness. For someone like myself, who's a chemist, who knows vitamin chemistry and does a lot of vitamin chemistry. I formulate my own vitamins.
Okay.
Awesome. When you have that kind of knowledge, you know what works, you know what doesn't work. And when you see researchers deliberately selecting multivitamins that you know aren't going to work to use in an experiment, right, and then lo and behold, at the end of the experiment, they say, go, it didn't work. and therefore, all multivitamins are no good and not worth what you pay for them. No.
Yeah.
The cheap multivitamin you used isn't worth what you pay for it. That's the problem.
Very good point.
Yeah, it's really pretty messy out there. They're trying to confuse the public. And here's the bottom line. Drugs do not prevent disease. They do not cure disease. Vitamins prevent disease, and they cure disease. The drug companies don't like the competition, and they're trying to wipe the vitamins out. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. You know, Raymond, you're a scientist, I'm a scientist, and I'm going to say one last thing about a couple of these studies that happened in 2013, then we're going to move on. Interesting, in these studies where they were using people who weren't taking care of themselves, they were using a low-dose multivitamin. These scientists concluded that the case is closed against supplements. And I got to tell you, as a scientist, that bugs me. Whenever I hear a scientist who's supposed to be a seeker of truth tell me that the case is closed, that's not science, Raymond. This case is never closed. We're always going to learn. Sometimes what we thought we knew changes, and that's part of science. So that was, I just want to throw that out there. That kind of bugs me. Let's get back into your...
Well, it's not good science, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there paying for not good science so they can get the results they want.
There are scientists
that are for hire that will give you any result you want, and it's unfortunate.
It's sad.
But those of us who are seekers of truth, and really do evidence-based research, we know better. And there are thousands and thousands of studies that support the use of vitamins and that they're very healthy and useful. And then they come out with this study that says multivitamins are not worth what you pay for them, and they don't work. Well, the multivitamin they selected, which happened to be Centrum 50, Centrum Senior, 50 mm-hmm. plus, the vitamin they selected didn't work. So the only valid conclusion for their study was this vitamin formulation didn't work.
Didn't work, right?
And instead, they take that and say, well, all multivitamins don't work. Well, excuse me, if they're properly formulated, they work like magic.
Raymond, let's go back. Yeah, let's go back to your human body car analogy, because there is one major difference between the human body and a car, and you mentioned this in your book, that the human body does have these built-in repair mechanisms that if we feed properly, right, we can actually start to heal.
That's the secret. That's the secret. You know, the human body is a self-repairing mechanism. I wish my car was self-repairing, but it's not. But that's the next step, a self-repairing car. The human body is a self-repairing organism. However, it will not self-repair unless you give it all the repair materials it needs. I mean, if you're going to repair something, whether you're repairing a house or a car or whatever, you need parts. You need repair materials. If you don't give it all the repair materials it needs, it can't repair. And then the next thing you need is you need tools, you need machines, you need something to... And so we have this metabolic machinery that does the repairs. But if you expose yourself to toxins that disable the repair machinery, again, you're in trouble. So even if you're getting all the repair materials, if the machinery isn't working, then you still can't do the repairs. So there are two things you have to do. One, make sure your body is getting all the repair materials. And that means, hey, you got to eat a good diet and stop eating all that junk food and then get on a good high-quality supplement program. And then keep yourself away from toxins. Get the toxins out of your life. And again, getting the processed foods out of your life helps to get some of the toxins out. And when you do that, you'll give the cells the repair materials they need. You will not poison the machinery with toxins, and then you'll do some real repairs. And I just, you know, look at me. I, at age 48, my death was a medical certainty. I was supposed to die at age 48. Okay. I'm now going to be 77 in a few weeks, and I function like somebody in their mid-20s. I've now got my arteries down to age 22. And so here I have the arteries of a 22-year-old. I function like somebody in their 20s. How do you do that?
Awesome.
You got to keep yourself in good repair. So you can actually reverse. See, there's a big difference between chronological age. I'm going to be 77 chronologically, and biological age. You can lower your biological age and make yourself biologically younger. And wow, that's a fabulous way to live.
So Raymond, the book is Never Feel Old Again. Where can people purchase the book and learn about some of these repair parts that you're mentioning here so they can start taking care of their bodies?
Well, Never Feel Old Again is available at bookstores like Barnes & Noble and available at Amazon.com. And also available at my website, which is beyondhealth.com. And especially if you'd like to buy an autographed book to give as a gift,
we got
then go to
Raymond. I'm going to have to cut you off right there. So thank you for coming on. Never Feel Old Again. This is Healthy Talk and Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.